Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Surprise, motherfucker.
So, another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world.
You're right. Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no hole licks, straightforward, and
you have more of a chance.
You have more of a chance to win in Our Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland-based, the North and the South. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state-of-the-art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoyed the podcast on the Patreon or while we're waiting on you. It was a really funny story Sean told. It was well tell.
What was it, Sean?
Are we recording, Sean? Oh, Jesus. Right. Good afternoon, everybody. We're just off of Patreon there. It was funny as fuck. Sean, just tell Costa, because he wasn't here.
Yeah, I
was. Where you got the pram fixed.
Brilliant story, folks.
I know. I got my tail of pram, and it broke, so I went down to the mechanics to get it fixed on the bridge road.
You get a new axle put on, don't you?
Yeah. Does the job, like.
How much you charge for that?
Oh, he did it for free.
Oh, did he?
About 20 seconds. Just screwed a wee screw in. That was done.
Fuck me. You must have done
track rod in, was racked on.
You must have done something to get that for free anyway. You changed his oil.
Oh, his oil was clean.
Here, remember the last podcast we done? We used to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were saying, you see Sean everywhere. And the very next day, we're causing.
Oh, yeah, I seen you walking outside County Fried, Newcastle.
Oh, did you see me at the prom? And
yeah, they're the fucking near cross to you, fucking looking back at you.
Oh, shit, can I say hello, like?
Oh, I was going about 40 miles an hour.
Here at their prom has some maids on it, like.
Yeah, like, it's been everywhere, like, it's been all over the country.
No wonder a fucking mechanic has been at it, like.
Are you going to the show next week?
We need you, big man.
Pretty enthusiastic. Cheers for the support, Sean.
And I need a bit of persuasion here, like.
Why?
The monetary change?
Like, do you
want this young fella to go skiing or something here?
Well, if you say I'm going to have a joke off with Steelo, I don't mind to challenge him.
Would you have a joke off?
Steelo out?
Yes, I am. Steelo, I'm calling you out.
Folks, gonna have here a joke you have off. It, an exclusive.
You want to fight Steelo? I met Steelo when Connie McDonald fought. Fucking your buy last year, the bear, old Malin, I met Steelo on it, like, and he's a big fella, like, he told, yeah, I didn't know him, and he told me that he was Paddy's trainer, so that was good.
Well, I didn't say I was going to fight him, I said I was going to have a joke off.
Oh, were you? Jerk off?
A joke fight?
You jerking each other off?
A jerk off?
Tell Costa your fact of the day.
Yeah. Oh, do you know you cannot look in the mirror and blink? Well, you see.
Right enough.
Does that make sense?
What do you see?
I don't think
he told it right there the way he said it to us.
I'm going to go home and do that. Look like I'm having a stroke.
No, yeah, look in the mirror and you're blank and you can't see yourself looking in the mirror.
I can't see myself in the mirror. Yeah.
Do you mean when the eyes actually close and for a split second you can't see yourself? Is that what you mean? Because I feel when I blink, it haven't even happens, but your eyes do close.
Are you thinking about blinking right now?
Are you manually blinking? Think about yawning, Sean.
I think so. Well, I think your eyes get tired and then you start blinking. That sort of with your eyes on.
You ever start thinking about breathing, just manually start breathing, freak out.
What's your odor like up in Summit Grove?
Oh,
is it all fresh? Like?
It's, I think so. Oh, I breathe. I'm still alive. Still alive.
I seen him and his missus in Primark last week. And Caroline
just sent me a photo.
Care Gam, next time Sean's coming on the podcast, I want to come over. Is that who you brung today?
That's Caroline now behind the mask.
Well, Caroline.
Caroline, how are you today, love?
Somebody shot a web on her.
Gosh, how have you been anyway, mate? We love you here.
I love you too. I've been fucking sitting in the house going and seeing is what I've been doing. Not much farming. Might go back to the farm next week just to break the week up, like, but. So we'll have some, maybe have to be covered in dung for the podcast. Like, you might get fresh.
That's right, man. It's good for your lungs. Right?
You remember you said you were going to...
The better.
Actual idea. Remember you said you wanted to drink a cow's milk?
Well, I was just acting hard. Like.
No, I get my dad milk a cow.
Well, yeah, I think I'm milking the car.
No, I bring it to the podcast and you can drink it on the live podcast.
You have to now. You call them out.
Listen, if you don't want me to do it, I'll
you
do
and Steele own do it. My Tom can't do
straight
it.
Straight from a cow's tit?
Bring the cow up.
I get... Caroline's already here.
Fuck's sake.
I talk about my mask called Caroline as well. But...
Here, so would you do it, Sean? If you don't bring the cow up?
Oh, I'm a team player.
No, I'd get a bottle of 2 litre Evian bottle full of milk, unpasteurised, wee bit of herb probably on it too.
What here, is it too much to bring the cow up? Like,
yeah, it would be, yeah. Because it'll start, as soon as it sees people, it isn't me and my dad, it'll just drop dead. No one order.
Here, would you do the meal cows? Milk.
Wee bit of taurine.
Why is there like woman kind of like that muck and then male kind of
like
muck?
Yeah, so
you can
sure.
Say that, you can say it, can't you? Is that right?
But that tastes is different, like.
We've got diet milk and dying milk. You can get chocolate milk out of the male cow too.
It's a different way. It's the same sort of motion, but it's a different angle to get it out.
Yeah, speaking about cows, are you looking at any actors in your film?
The film's already done, and it was done the last time I was talking.
Jaffer was there.
Yeah, you have to try, you know what I mean? If he's here, you know, he's done, you have to get him.
Next time I do, I'll get yous all in. I regret not getting yous in, I'll get yous all in.
We would have had some crack.
I know that, like.
Do you know who might be able to get you in the acting? Give Jaffer a shoot.
Jaffer's is good.
I see him in the town, though. I give him a favour.
Alex!
Oh, I didn't know who he was.
Why did you give him a favour for me?
He acted big, lad.
Not give him a quid or something.
What's a quid gonna get you?
People wouldn't even rob you if you had a pound.
What? People wouldn't even rob you if you had a pound. Slice done a rob the town if you didn't want money.
Oh, I done it for free.
Support the arts, I.
Done it for the people.
Yeah. When I was lived in Liverpool at uni, Elvis was over there, like, and
he was getting our tea, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know. I the first day he moved over, me and my ma walked down the street and seen him, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, well, Jordan, he was telling me the crack and all, and then he was performing outside Primark and. I just didn't walk past that Primark for a long time. Because I knew I had to talk to him every time. And I was like, look, you're in your flow state. I don't want to be fucking up. You
know? Did he have the suit on?
Yeah, he had the Elvis suit on. But you know when, like...
He was in the zone.
You know if, like, you're recording a verse or something and, like, your ma or dad walked in, you're like, here.
Yeah, well, I'll leave you to it.
I've lost all my confidence here, like...
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be like, oh, why? Yeah, but he was over there and... We left at the same time. Liverpool died.
You could have ignored him, like, because he ignored me in Newcastle.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, I fucking near broke my neck looking back at you. It was like, I fucking don't look as women that much. You know what I mean? I was like, oh,
where was he? In the amusement or something?
No, he's outside County Fride.
See, at Newcastle. Just one street.
Yeah.
One street. That's all it is. That's why I walked up down about 10 or 15 times. What about
the mountains? Yeah. 10 or 15 times?
Oh, that's not Newcastle. That's Mourns.
There you go.
Well, Newcastle isn't in the Mourns, but Slave Donner's Newcastle.
Do you be up in mountains, Costa?
I do not go up a mountain. I wouldn't go up, be dead up a mountain, but I fucking hate walking up mountains. Like, because with farming, you're just like, you can see all the more mountains from our farm. It's real nice. Like, but you're just walking about fields all the time, and it does not appeal to me going up the mountain or anything. Like, I fucking, also. I don't know, but it's all for
time. It's cool to walk up mountains, but it's fucking
idle. It's hard though, like, Eddie. I am too lazy for it, also. Like, but like, I'm not trying to see Newcastle from a higher angle, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that crap. Like,
you wouldn't get that pram up the mountain, Sean, no?
Oh, yeah, I can get up anything, like, even if we pull cuckoos, are they pushing it up?
You throw the fucking child down the free fall. Were you fucking Coco the Clown?
Oh, yeah, I'm still scared. Yeah, Coco the Clown died.
I got to let you in the wee secret.
Is that right?
I got to let you in.
It was costing the whole time.
Because Coco the Clown's multiple people.
You're Alex. You're spilling the big secrets here, you know what I mean?
That's right.
That is right, because I know a lot of people work there, and then they tell me when I was about 14, they were Coco the Clown, and I stopped talking to them. I was like, your devious wee fucker chasing something about. Like, cause I was scary as fuck. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen him.
Coat with Clary.
Yeah, every time I've been there, yeah, I put my tail down there the whole week.
Was he there?
No, not there. Some wee old lad, like.
Was he hard? He's fucking stealing him.
He works up the receptionist. I think he owns the actual.
Oh, the white haired guy, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Coco.
Test it there,
I know about.
Hello.
You see, Coco's goes to Newcastle, and I used to be in Quinns in Newcastle. They would have staff parties like every 6 weeks. The whole fucking staff would be out loaded in the place. Like, no hate to Coco's, though. I tried to rent out Coco's for my 16th birthday, just us, but he's like, all nine of us never answered my email. I think the email was probably like, the email was like, hello, I am Costa from Facebook. Can I
rent out? Are you on Facebook, Costa?
Yeah, Costa, that's where I started, back in the live streams back in the day.
You used to start on Facebook too, Gavin, you and Ivers.
Oh, I did that, my brother.
Yeah.
I know that's
have you actually seen our video?
No, you told me about it. You deleted it, though.
Can you get it up, Sean, now? It
was ringing me.
What the fuck's that?
We'll
put it up after, Sean.
Okay.
That's right. What says John Pork?
Yeah, I made t-shirts. They're Pork Sunday.
Was this your merch?
Yeah. Made them.
Where can people get them?
Get it on sale for like a week, because I couldn't be bored.
How much is 1 AM?
$22.50. They're designed and they're printed in Kilkeel, where I'm from, so they're made local. And it's got John Port, it's got my actual car, my D Turbo here, it's got my actual number plate.
I need to run the party. Do you have copyright to use John Port?
It's free use.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sean, would you wear one of them?
And then it's got Port Sunday.
Support the locals, folks.
Yeah, I've got one of these, and I've got a Vote for Costa t-shirt, like Napoleon Dynamite. You see it?
Would you wear one, Sean?
Do you
do you like about it? If you were to say one thing.
What do you think of that car?
Yeah, it's right.
What do you think of that car?
Oh, I know nothing about cars, like.
That car, that's a complete yoke.
You're not a mechanic, Sean. I thought you knew your stuff.
I know the mechanics, not the cars.
Would you let me lift you in that yoke? Would you take Caroline for a night out in the town, that yoke?
Yeah, I'd take a night out in your car if you let me in it.
Sure, that is my fucking car, that's what I was saying.
Hold your ears. Did you drive out down here, did you?
No. I drove the 7-seater down. Because after this here, I've got to go a lot with the town, see who wants to get in the back of her.
But what are you in that big Jeep?
You'll definitely get
I've crashed the white Jeep.
Did you? What'd you do out there?
I just crashed in the back of somebody. No, I crashed in the back of somebody. Somebody overtook me and then...
Are you whippers everywhere?
I drove into the back of them, then drove home, and then drove to David Guetta in Dublin about an hour later, and I was like, here, not this
fucking Spider-Man here cracked his car, didn't he?
That's right. A couple of months ago. Talk, Kevin, put the mic to
no, he's already said, just talk, Larry. Hey.
Tell us the story about how you crashed your car, Spider-Man.
Long story, but long story short.
I was in an industrial state, and there was all trailers parked on the left-hand side of the road, and there was a fella parked in behind one of the trailers. So I was coming down the side of the trailers, he put it out in front of me. And hit me. I hit a curb with three fence and then a tree. And when we after giving the statement to the cops accused me of having no insurance, being drunk, being on drugs. I was only out of work, drug testing me, but everything came back clear. Never got anything back in. So now I just went on PTS coming back. Yeah, I
motherfuckers always trying to keep a player down, you know what I mean? That's ridiculous.
It's hard out here for a pimp, like.
Yeah, like.
Jerry, he's a fucking. So I mean, he's out same cities and getting the cops are doing him fucking for what was it? Hitting
what part or is supposed is only supposed to be like 16, like?
Oh, next class, I think it was 16.
That's right. If you land at my house and you shoot webs all over Caroline again, then I'd get this here sorted.
That's no problem.
Do you shoot the air webs, Sean?
Me?
Cheers.
What do you call Spider-Man's missus again? What do you call her?
Gwen Stacy. Or no, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
No, the girl Spider-Man's Gwen Stacy.
Aye, but she's his girl.
Horace, Mary Jane.
MJ.
How's she doing?
Mary.
Not only is Spider-Man sling webs, he's slinging dick.
Slinging that dick.
Sean was just saying before we came in about that, about, what do you call that fucking, glory hole?
I know, it was your mate of mine was at a glory hole in Sandy Row.
What?
This is not
Yeah, he was, yeah. Sean was telling us about, what was
it? It was like Sean was told us, but it wasn't in his mouth.
Sean, who were you at that one?
Or the one that's road? No, I was not.
Who said about that road?
Fuck.
So here,
what?
So here, Spider-Man, were you at that one?
No, but Sean FaceTimed me when he was at it. They asked me to get the scene.
Did he give you the angles?
Did he, Sean?
Apparently so.
Fuck.
Well, he said I must be trying to
get in the car here.
What are you doing, Gavin? Somebody mentioned the glory hole, you got the knees up, you adjusted yourself and everything.
Mate, I don't want to be now. Ears perked up. Land back on the podcast. I need to sit up straight, you know what I mean? Sean's not taking it serious. He's fucking,
just chilled out. Faven. Oh, Faven, just.
Were you with Mary Jane as well?
Oh.
I just don't know that one, though.
No. I was not.
Just carrying. Here,
Costa, why do you have any tags around your car keys for?
I actually don't know. The guy just handed me them with that, and that's just that.
You had them on last time, remember?
They're on the white Jeep, but they're actual cow tags. They were on the other ones, yeah. Because my dad went to some farmer wedding, and they had cow tags as the invites, and he just kept them.
That's proper.
Yeah.
That's
culture, yeah. But it's like not even their
tang culture.
Yeah, tang culture. Tang culture.
I know the crack, mate. You know what I mean? How we, yeah. You've learned me a lot. Culture, do you know what a tang is?
Well, me? Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. A tang is people. He's from the country.
Yeah.
Well done.
Go ahead, sir.
Do you know any cow jokes?
You told me one last time.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Any more cry?
What did the old granny say to the cow?
What?
It's fucking curl out here.
There was another one you said, how did the tractor find his girlfriend?
Oh, I went and used that at the festival. I seen you asking people for jokes.
I did use it.
Did you use it?
Yeah, but I don't think the video went up because they haven't sent me the footage 10 weeks later.
What was it like hosting?
It was fucking nuts. Like, we were out and announced the film and showed the posters and shit, and there was literally like 20,000-30,000 watching. I said, it was fucking insane.
Did you see two Johnnies?
Yeah.
Were you talking to them?
Yeah, I was on stage with the two Johnnies. They brought me out as a big pint of Guinness, like. And like, because a pint of Guinness had to come out and dance with them. Like, and I did it for one of the songs. They were like the nicest guys ever, the two Johnnies. They were real dead on us, like. And then, yeah, we were out on stage and announced the film and the people cheering at us, and we were all fucking doing Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, we were like, if whatever, give me a hell yeah. And then they were like, hell yeah. It was cool as fuck.
Somebody
like,
throw me a beer.
Yeah, I'd all go, hell yeah.
You must be, see, down in the countryside, you must be like fucking the man. Like,
it's everywhere. It's everywhere now. Like, because, like, more Belfast now since I've done stuff for you, because, like, I fucking love being up here. I love the crowd and all up around here. Like, because you go to fucking, like, around home, everyone's like, you sell me that 306, like, this car. Everyone just asked to buy this car. I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone.
Oh, so is that your car in, yeah?
Yeah, only said that 5 or 6 times. Thanks for watching my videos, Sean. Sean and fucking,
you need to pay attention to something, do you know what I mean?
I don't really watch videos, I just like it for the most part. Say Costa or like yourselves.
Hey, you always like my videos, Sean.
Yeah, that's because I'm trying to phone him hints. He never likes any of mine.
I fucking do. Everything that pops up here, Sean, I like it.
I'll be checking.
You know what I mean? I'm helping.
Checking it twice.
I'm helping them all fuck out.
What about Spider-Man? Do you ever like any of his posts?
Oh, Spider-Man? Yes, I love Spider-Man films. Like, I even played the games.
What was your favourite part about having the game made about you, Spider-Man?
Just being the centre of attention.
Centre of this sofa?
We'll invite Spider-Man to every podcast, Sean. Right. What do you think?
All right, get us all on. Get the whole sofas, the teas and chairs out. Like, we'll all sit there. Like.
Would you do too? Will you bring a new guest on? We'll call this next week. You want to sit next to him?
I'm beside our Uncle Mick.
Who?
Our Uncle Mick.
Who's that?
Mick Cullen.
Oh, this is, he's on about the live.
Oh, what are you talking about? Podcast?
I won't even talk. I'm just letting you roll, like.
Oh, we can put the message McCann at the live podcast, 100%.
Things can be arranged.
They'll be out the back. They'll not cost to be with him. But once he comes out, you can sit beside him, no problem. You can tell him, I know, think of a good joke to tell him.
But then me and Max never actually cried. I've been this chippy. But me and
Max
never
that's a different
McCann. That's me thinking I was going to go and meet McCann.
You'll meet McCann, it just won't be the boxer.
So yeah. Is that McCallum the boxer's chippy?
No, we had this discussion before.
I don't know anything about a chippy. Why? What do you think?
There's a chippy in the ground in the road called McCallum's chippy.
All right, okay.
But he thought it was the boxer McCallum, but it's not. It's a different guy.
I began food at a place. Should I thought it was the boxer?
Yeah, he actually was going to stand up loads of food last time. He says, let me know. I want to sort your boys out.
So you live on the Suffolk Road and you go the whole way down there, grab there to get a chippy?
Yeah, fucking McCallum the boxer. I thought he was stealing her, like.
I know what, I actually get Mick to bang you, chippy, next week.
Well, I'll be there, like.
I interviewed Mick Collin at that fight where it was like in the fucking, what do you call it, the Girdwood or something, like up the road, the community centre, and fucking like Andy Malone, and there's all this influencer fighting, and Mick Collin was helping promote it, and it was first time meeting him. I was shitting myself, like, I was so nervous, and I interviewed him, and then my mate Ben, the ginger guy, was completely wrote off at this stage, like, just after the interview ended, he was all like, my dad's fucking boxed, like, 40 years ago, he's an Ulster champion, and all, like, and then we went home and told his dad about it. His dad was like, I'm not an Ulster champion. I got the semi-final and the other guy pulled out. So that was just like, and we were like, are you serious, Paddy? Like, we've been fucking telling people that for about 10 years. So
it's just waffled it.
That's all I have said to Mike Collin. Is like, remember about 18 months ago, some ginger guy loaded by told you a story? Wasn't true. Yeah, don't let him talk to you again.
Me and Slice have been away for 7 weeks.
We've worked hard. We've been working hard.
2 days once a week, and it's been long. So. We're going to enjoy myself after the podcast. We're going to have one out. Are you going, Sean?
Are you going? you're on drive.
I'm hosting it, mate.
What are we talking about?
The live
mate,
podcast.
Do you not fucking listen?
What are we talking about tonight? Who says you're going for a pint after the podcast?
Are you not going to go for a pint tonight?
I think we've got our wires all crossed here. See the live podcast next week?
Yes.
Are you going?
Say the date of the live podcast, so he gets it right.
For 1st of November.
1st of November.
November.
Next Saturday.
Yes, and meant Stilo's going to have a joke off then. So I can put
and you're drinking milk.
Milk from a 30 sack.
No, I get a bottle. I'd get a bottle, a glass milk bottle, and we'll milk
it. Does it be white?
And I'll video it, yeah. It's white, like, but it's grey, yellowy, like, because it has to be pasteurized.
The thing is, see if you wash it with water, does the milk go away?
Just forget about it, hey. You just drink whatever's in the bottle, hey.
You're gonna rack his head before
you. Yeah, I'm just gonna get a black flask. You not see the liquid, don't worry about it.
Do you rock one of your masks?
Yes, I would.
You knew what we were talking about then. Once there's a bit of clothes in the mouth.
Who's your favourite superhero?
That's what Sean.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Sean, just to let you know, mate, right? You're the only Sean in this room. Right?
Any arc right?
I'm trying to think.
What superhero do you relate to the most?
Johnny, your man, or the Hing, or the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four.
Johnny Storm.
No, that guy, he goes on fire.
Yeah, Johnny Storm.
Yeah,
Johnny
Sins.
Yeah.
Johnny Sins.
So, do you relate to him the most then? You're going to say something to me, yeah, like, I'm always warm or something.
Who, me?
No. You got me there. Why do you relate to him the most?
Oh, I just said that because I was sort of felt like things were getting awkward.
Things don't get awkward with you, Sean. Don't worry about that. Things never get awkward with you.
We've all attained the world for you, mate.
No, mate, I podcast this time, mate, are hard work. Like, so
the bar last time was like 10 o'clock. Now it's started like,
no, it's like 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's fucking
quarter to 10, actually.
Fuck, I know it's 15.
Look at their phone case, Sean. Like,
where'd you get that?
You are too young for that. Like, fuck me. Holy shit. There's not even a card in that fucking thing. And you've opened up like a book every time something happens.
That's fucking through the board,
ridiculous.
Show the camera
that early. Look at that early.
The dog biters
in there. Not, I got this out of a shop in.
No way.
Porsche. That was our like two weeks ago.
That's 2 weeks ago.
Leave that back to fuck.
Fucking hell, 2 weeks. Mate, there's no way that's 2 weeks old.
I think fucking died.
About 2 3 weeks ago, I got this.
No, you didn't.
You're not feeling no
confidence. £15 for us and £15 for the screen protector. That's correct.
What happened it?
Oh, my child keeps pulling at it. I think he's throwing it.
Don't be letting the child float, mate. You're smashing.
Oh, I'm not saying there wasn't, dude. Look. I'm trying to tell him that.
I suppose that's true, mate, at least.
What do you do with the child? Like, how do you keep it entertained? Because I always look after my nephew, like, and just put SpongeBob and stuff.
I'm
constantly on the go all day, every day. It's what I do.
What do you do to keep yourself, like, constantly fueled?
I just walk. See if there's no roofs. Now, that's not one word to play. If there's no buildings around, I can walk here and end up back at the spot.
But we're like, I mean, what do you eat?
Oh, a date?
Walk in a circle, Sean. You can walk in a circle.
That's what keeps him going. Like,
what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
what are you? Like, what do you
if there was no buildings and I walked, I'd end up back in this spot. Like, what are you gonna do? Walk around the QR part there and walk back?
I know what you're trying to say. Do you mean just walk right around the world or something?
I don't think buildings are stopping me. I hate to see us.
I pray.
Sean, you go that fast, but you'd end up different dimensions. You'd be talking to Sean Eyelashes.
Well, in the multiverse?
Yeah. What would you do if you met another, like, the multiverse version of you, like, so, you from a different dimension? What would you ask him?
What's crack? How you doing?
Sean Eyelashes?
I want to go for a pint, go for a game pool.
If he was going out with a different woman, would you get thick? Would you stick up for Caroline? Like, if
the other Sean Eyebrows Ronald went with another woman, would I stick up for Caroline?
Yeah.
But why would I stick up for Caroline if I'm not going with a different woman?
There's going to be a Caroline in that parallel universe as well, and she might be going out with someone else too. Would you not go rip the hell off?
If the other version of me cheated on Caroline, that was all about
not,
it.
Not.
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh, I'm not snitching on myself. Like.
Yeah, but if you get out with another, if Caroline's going out with another fella that isn't the alternate dimensions Sean Eyebrows, would you go over and rip the head of him?
Oh no, not just me. The other Sean plan of 3T.
What about if this man here? Well, but just how do we not know that's not Sean Eyelashes plan of?
No.
Have you ever seen Face Off?
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight between you and the other Sean Eyebrows plan of?
Oh, me. Course, like,
do you think so? Tell you what, after that last one in the Devonies,
he's too heavy. Too big,
Sean, I remember you talking in the podcast last time. Mate. I don't know if you want to talk about this. Like, did you ever get your security license? Said you were going to get it.
You missed it.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Oh, the world is not a safer place yet. So it's not because I didn't get it. Because
what a statement! Like,
I started on the Monday, and there was a boat going about. And unfortunately, I don't get sick, but right, I caught it. And then I start phone up early hours Tuesday morning. Don't have the guy's number because he's old school like that. Then I called in.
Old school like that? What? Is he fucking 250 years old?
No, he just said, if I get people's numbers. If I need to find out where he is, I just need to ask about.
So what happened?
Is that where you walk the roads?
What happened?
Oh yeah. So Wednesday I came in, everything's all happy days. People recognize me from telling jokes. So the banter was 90. Walked in. And I had to send myself in. He's like, what are you doing? Get out.
Why? Because you're the man?
He explained to us, like, that if you miss one day, you're off the course, like. And he didn't want to listen to what I had. I could have been hit by a bus.
I'm actually sick of this world. Like, what?
That's
the fuck?
Fucking weird. Did you not ring in sick? Oh, you couldn't have?
Couldn't have.
Did you not tell him that joke?
Nah.
Sean, get his arm up, Sean.
He didn't take
you know,
it.
Is your man going, would you fuck up too?
He'll not get anywhere.
He'll not be getting anywhere.
No, it wasn't him. But he can look like him, like, a wee bit.
Sean.
Personality him.
Get me his number and I'll sort it out. Like,
ring him right now. Go.
Get his number now.
I don't have his number.
I know you do. I'd end up ripped the fucking head of him.
I thought
you'd done the course and you got it and then you went on a job somewhere and got the site.
Where would you have applied to work? What bar would you think you would have
wanted? I'd be a qualified doorman and a qualified first aider in case any of us get sick. I'm not giving mouth to mouth right away.
Qualified in the aides.
But Sean, let's say in the town, right? So there was a thing was happening the other day about the 30 Onion and the doorman didn't let someone in. Did you learn these things in your course? You didn't add him in because you had his work uniform on, he was a spark. What way would you have dealt with that situation?
Whatever I was taught for the 4 hours I was in security, that even though it's not against the law, he's not there telling them how it is. He's been told by his boss the certain rules, certain policies. So if that goes against whatever policies, he can't just let him in because his boss will give him a bollock after. So right. He's just following.
But what is the dress code like?
Oh, every place is different.
What's the 30 Onions?
I like going out in a tracksuit. I always went out in Queens, Newcastle Friday in a tracksuit, like just whatever I wanted. Now they don't let me in the tracksuit, so I haven't been in there.
I've been in a few times myself.
Yeah, London nightclubs were mad, weren't they?
London's not fucking shit. Crochet crack. Like,
what time are they?
I don't see all the bars in London. Yeah. Not saying all the bars. Like majority bars are going to do. No live music. Fucking bright lights. Like, there's no just crack shit. It's just not the same. See the bars here?
Yeah.
Best bars in the world, mate.
Yeah.
That's why people like Irish bars. Like, they all have lame music.
I don't think it's the bar. It's more the people as well.
I went in the Balmoral the day for a pint because it was really bad. So me and her went for a pint. Seen the Balmoral Monday. It was fucking free chicken curry and pints and chips and all for free. It's great.
Fuck, she told me, like.
Yeah, call up, mate. It's still fucking Monday.
It's a Monday. Where did the Mitchell do the podcast down now?
Spider Man, I'm just going to give you there, but. Hey.
Sean?
Yeah, Sean, you're the only Sean here, bro. Oh.
Cheers.
They burn lips, you.
Spider Man, how are you feeling with the heat in here in the sunbed, chap?
Are you
sweating? Oh, no, I'm all good.
You're sweating? Do you want to take a break?
Why are you making the world a better place, like?
Oh, cheers.
Have you the full suit on under it there?
No, no.
Can't put it back
there. You can if you want, like.
Cheers for getting rid of that, Sean. Cheers for getting rid of it. I wanted you to just drain the packet and wait you up a bit.
Nah, I don't want to boss myself.
Mate, do you get much recognition from the podcast and stuff when you're out with the pram?
I've noticed whenever it comes to my videos, people of all ages confront me about it. But see, whenever it's came to this podcast, probably 90% of the time, it's been the older generation. I'm talking like people's probably in their 50s, like, yeah, oh, you're that guy from our podcast.
We were actually on in some park in London yesterday, the day before, some wee man fucking stopped us.
I shared out the car.
He stopped us and asked for a photo. He's in the middle of park, some park in the middle of London.
What it might have been, that fart prank trick.
No, it was the podcast. Prank.
I know, they went massive, them are that ones.
Like, we back doing a few more pranks here.
We were busy as fuck, like, we were absolutely flat.
Yeah, we were on to stuff in our own pranks. Like,
oh, we still are.
But mate, we don't get to see you doing pranks, we don't get to sit where yourself. Costumes, better man, know what I mean?
It's a lonely eye life.
Oh, yeah. Sure, no one's
fucking. Prankster, you make enemies.
This is my.
This is my prey.
Do you know what I mean?
You have them. You wouldn't have them smelling salts, sir. I wanted to try them for ages.
They're in the car.
Do you want to try them?
I'll do them. Yeah.
Right, go ahead. Before we stop,
we'll do it because it'll fucking blow us whole chap.
Do you want to grab them, John?
Would you do it, Sean?
I know why you're dirty.
We'll do it now.
We'll go forever here. No rush.
Where's the keys? Can I grab
them?
Right
there,
right
down.
Can we go?
What?
There you are, right. You should have just went to sleep.
You're not here.
I couldn't see her hair, so I didn't know he was talking to me.
Not right, Sean?
Yes.
Do you want to have a go at this?
I'm a team player. Like, I'll smell it.
Move this tail forward, because I'm going to freak out here.
No, you'll be sweet, honestly. You'll be all right. Hey folks, these gentlemen are going to take a nice smell.
Boy, you're not going to smell it too.
I'm going to do smell talks and then I've got to lift Sean.
Are you ready?
Ah, yes.
He's away! He feigned it. I don't want to he's being sick.
Is he alright, lads?
He took the camera off.
Sean, are you okay? Sean, what the fuck?
Sean. He's going to fire himself down the stairs.
They put them way the fuck.
Take a seat here, Sean.
Here, sit the star, Sean. Go sit the star.
Sit in the sofa, you'll be alright. You'll be comfier in the sofa.
Take a seat in the sofa, Sean. Interview him
there. Yeah, Spider-Man, do you want to take a wee spell?
No, yeah, don't
even. That's
hard to actually victim screen. Lads, go ahead. You have to for Sean, like, know what I mean? What do you take one for the team?
It's too strong, mate.
That's not right.
Cheers.
Go ahead.
If he's fucking say to Sean, he can't even fuck him up.
If he's
go,
not
go,
if he's
not, bad. He's all fucked, mate.
Do you want to sit down here, Sean?
Like that's like.
Keep up, Lil. You can't even see his face. Is your face getting tight under that mask?
no reaction there at all.
Sean, you're tight.
Sean,
don't be being sexy.
Sean is whitey.
What?
You're in recovery mode.
Use your first aid. You know?
Yeah. Go in airplane mode. I thought I could smell it here. Now. It's fucking paint thinner.
Go ahead, Costa. You want to try it?
Yeah, well, I'll do it here.
Go ahead, Costa.
Just don't shove up my nose, like.
Just take a big hoof of it, like.
Here, you hold that right there, back there. Like,
three. I'll
point it towards me still, like. Still.
Still, bruv.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Oh my god, like, that's the most action I've had all year, like, holy fuck.
What hurt your chest, that one?
Fuck me.
Man, look at the tears coming through. Look at the
tears come through me here. I'm getting emotional here. I got, why is there a tear coming out? Oh my god, no. Super emotional. Peter Parker. Buys us what I look like when the woman doesn't reply to me. That is as fuck, was it? I only have one nostril that works, like, so it's blowing the hell out of me. Like.
Yeah, it's wailing, lad.
2 years ago, by I'm vomiting everywhere. Like, me and my mates couldn't even post it on TikTok. It was that bad. Like,
wait, Joe Rogan does them on his podcast all the time. MRs to myself. Fuck me, God, love Sean. Sean, you aren't doing my mates today.
I am literally crying my eyes out here. Like,
Spider-Man's crying and everything, lads.
Buys, I need it. A good cry after that, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to let it out, don't you, Sean?
Yeah. I woke up and I've been okay.
Here, open, Sean, the, open still, the bottle before you drink it.
I still don't think you're alright, mate. I still think you're a wee bit getting her tight still, but yeah. Mate, I didn't want to give you that. I was lame.
Like, well, I felt like it was just fire going straight in my nose, straight into my eyeball. Like.
See, now, do you feel like you can lift the weight?
Lift the weight of what?
Like a dumbbell?
Oh, yes, I could. Do you have any dumbbells on you?
You lift me.
Not yet, but you get it around.
You start lifting. Give us a hand lifting all this camera equipment over there.
Would you put them smell salts in your food?
No, I've never seen them ever again. Like.
It's good how you don't see them, you smell.
Here, see, the thing is, if you've never took them, you can't imagine what it feels like.
It's like, dude, you know when you do a backflip in a pool and the thing goes up your nose?
Ah, oh, yes, that's good. That like. Is a good fucking...
It's like that times like 30, like, that's what it felt like. Fucking Persian, by. You blew the eyebrows off.
No, I started panicking.
I was waiting up. I said he fell down the stairs.
No. You alright, Sean?
I looked up, he stumbled down the stairs.
Sean, I'm
that was the fastest I've ever seen you move, big man.
Are you alright?
I'm okay now.
I know, I hate that pot of water. That pot of kick up your arse there. Like, you know what I mean?
Are you okay?
I'm not good.
Nothing faces you, by.
Yeah, don't make spare one. You've had worse. You know what I mean?
Bigger face to fry, like, know
you've,
what I mean?
You've had the Green Goblins, fucking
Sean,
pumpkin bombs,
Sean. Sean, would you do that at the live podcast?
Oh, if you lose the Stilo and the joke off.
No, you have to drink the milk. You're drinking.
He's drank the milk. Regardless.
You couldn't drink raw milk or cow milk.
So is it the loser has to drink the milk then? Is that the
Stilo? Stilo not do that.
Anyway, you said
it was your idea. Like, not gonna spike Stilo.
But whoever loses has to smell the salts.
How about you? Like, that's worse than death penalty. Like, time proper, that's proper damn.
What would be your death row meal, Sean?
Meal?
Like,
Big Mac.
What?
Big Mac. That's when I'm at my happiest.
No, what, so Mac. What would be your starter?
Oh, starter?
Okay.
We get started with Big Mac.
You don't get a wee chicken or a fucking...
No, like,
a wee Maltese or McMurray.
So you pick your starter, your main, and your dessert. When you're on death row, what would it be?
Oh, on death row, actual restaurants. Now, the best dick I've ever had in my life.
Best dick?
Dick.
What the fuck? Best dick I've ever had in my life?
Go ahead, Sean.
Relax now.
If I got the steak or the hate 26 West?
No, the first starter, the starter.
26 West? Oh, I know, it's getting the starter.
Steak for starter?
Oh no, I was telling you about the steak because I just kind of meant I had to tell you about the steak I had.
Right. But go ahead, give us your starter. Go on.
Starter would be cheesy garlic bread.
Right.
For a hang, because you can't be a cheesy garlic bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
My nose is bad. Blocked up my nose. Like.
Go get him garlic bread out of the chip here and give him a sniff it.
Cheesy garlic bread.
You'd be floating away like with birds.
A well done steak. Yes, cheers.
Where from?
McDonald's.
Well, Thunderdome's not there no more, like, on it. So, Chester.
Steak from a Chester.
And dessert.
Oh, I know, I was also getting champ.
For dessert?
No, champ with the steak.
championship steak.
Okay, like, oh, cheesy guard, beef starter, chow's with steak with fried onions.
Right, okay.
Pepper sauce.
Right.
Believe it or not, this might be the most underrated dessert of all time. Is it a trifle?
Great.
My mind.
Sean, are you alright here, mate? Like, you seem like you're fucking all your own hang up there.
We actually need a ring. St. John's ambulance here. Like, this is ridiculous.
Do you want to ring someone?
Ring Carly and give me your.
Say Carly and just sniffed him.
Give me your last words. I know that upward and downer. This is like fucking the hangover here. Like.
Why do you not feel like a.
He's could have shot at me and I wouldn't have flew up them stairs. I just couldn't.
But why did you run up the stairs?
He wanted to get in the sunbed.
Oh, did I turn it? Do I try and throw myself out of water?
All right.
What was your first initial reaction, Spider-Man? It's burnt your nose.
I'm gonna drive home here and just fucking faint.
I think Sean's going to faint on the way home as well.
I'm not weird.
You're not okay, mate. Fuck's sake, you're maybe halfway or an hour, but not about 10 minutes ago you were on death.
Well, I felt like I was dying there, like shit, I wasn't breathing, like I was
at least
that's usually what happens when you don't breathe, mate.
When you get the certificate to be the doorman, I know how to get fucking out anyway, run past you like out there.
Do you have any advice for anybody that's about to sniff smell salts?
Oh, did I try this at home, kids?
Try it in a podcast and then run up the stairs and fucking freak out.
Imagine doing that in Joe Rogan's podcast. Just when they sniff them, they just sit there.
It's probably fake.
That's it now. Would you go on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Yes, I would. Joe Rogan, if you're watching this.
He is watching it.
He watches.
Get us on your podcast. We'll sniff salt.
Yeah, what about the ones on Spotify? He can't see.
Oh, Spotify too. And Amazon.
What's Amazon got to do with it? You want Jeff Bezos come too?
But Amazon stream all this.
Oh, I do.
What?
They do podcast streamers, they do.
I know, but sure, Joe Rogan podcast isn't on Amazon. Do you just want to go on? Do you just want a TV show?
At this moment, I go any podcast I have me. Like,
do you think you could host a podcast?
No.
You ever see the Plug Talk podcast?
Adam 22.
He gets him and his wife get someone on the both buck them. Would you go on that podcast?
Fuck the wives?
No, but he has sex with his wife and then there's an orgasm and they have sex as well. Would you go on that?
Nah.
Not something to do.
Like you and Carlene, you could...
So you and Carlene go on, you sit and talk, and then the next thing, the chairs will come down and fucking make the go away.
Oh, we bang. Me and Carlene bang on the podcast.
So you can do that if you want.
You and Carlene
don't. He's hating about it because he's giggling.
You and Carlene don't have sex, like.
A true gentleman never kisses in chaos. Yeah.
More joking. I just thought we were charm, Sean. You just fucking wiggled the eyebrows at Caroline. That was the chai pop out.
Just do raise the eyebrows.
You
feel
not
is right. Is that your face? Is it? You go, oh! Lift the eyebrows up.
Well, somebody's face.
Yeah. Lift the eyebrows back up, you girly.
He's back. He was away, but he's back.
Yeah,
Sean, see, before we go, mate, can you just let everyone know you're all right before we get fucking...
Oh, yeah, I'm
all
right.
Get dumb or GBH.
That's everything's all good. I'm not going to die. Anything happens after I leave this building, it's not Gavin Burns' and Nimbo Slice's fault.
My suggestion.
I allowed it to take place, yeah.
Spider-Man, what's happening for next week? Do you want to come next week, or... We'll see how everyone in the comments, if you want to see Spider-Man make a fucking return, let us know. Yeah, do you think you've done a good job?
He was actually lethal here. I was actually very nervous sitting beside him, but we got on it by the end of it. Like, I like when he started crying and you could see it through the mask. It showed that it was a real person on the side.
That's good content. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is all content creators. You just do it very well.
Yeah.
We made a goofy podcast there, Sean. Yeah. You were the fucking man of the hour, to be honest.
You stepped up there.
Yeah. Right? You really did, man. Yeah. God bless.
I don't think he's. I think he's
walking them all.
Spider-Man got jealous there and did the fist bump. Maybe I noticed that. Because I did.
I don't think he saw you. Hopefully he can't see for the mask.
Wait, Spider-Man.
Have
you
game of rock, paper, scissors.
Here, Spider-Man, do you want to plug the live podcast, the bomb one, on the first? Just let everyone know to get their tickets on. Eventbrite.
Right.
Anyone get your tickets for the Working Class podcast live event, 1st November on Eventbrite.
Right, where is Sean, it? You have to do one too. It's in the Balmoral Hotel.
Right. Balmoral Hotel, their tickets are on sale in the Eventbrite.
And who's on it?
Gavin Burns, Lemo Slice, Costa, Spider-Man. I might make an appearance. Mick Conlon, who does know that Chippy in the Grammar Road. And then who's
the other one? Roberto?
Oh, Roberto as well. Roberto Loosley.
There's a surprise guest as well coming.
Oh, surprise guest as well coming.
Who is it? Who's the surprise?
Spurs.
Who's the surprise?
Oh, I thought he could be the answer. I thought he said Spurs.
Bruce Springsteen.
It's Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce, you know him? He's the chocolate cake in the Matilda.
Yes.
Him.
You don't know Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the new Matilda. I like the musical.
The fuck are you talking about, Matt? Like, nah, man. On Bruce Springsteen, like, he was born. You don't know Bruce Springsteen? I'll tell you a good joke. Bruce Springsteen went to a doctor and he broke his leg and the doctor was asking him, how'd you do that there? And he said, I was dancing in the dark. You don't know Bruce Springsteen?
No.
He's born in the USA.
Well, give him one back or about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
You can't let this man beat you at your own game, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Right. See where you said Bruce Springsteen is from?
Where?
From America?
Yeah.
Save you from Scotland, it'd be Aaron Bruce.
Yeah. Unreal,
folks.
That was good. Listen, folks, hopefully we see you all there. 10 more days from today's podcast going tomorrow. Evaporate Saturday, the 1st of November, the day after Halloween, guys. Come up, have a bit of crack, we'll have a laugh, and we're all going to sit and have a swabbies after. So,
come and get
on, you making appearance.
Best looking girl there gets to kiss me.
Yeah. There you go, girls. Get up. Cost is
best
fucking
looking girl there gets to go in the back of my five seat or my seven seat, or I put down the back five seats. We'll all get a go.
And here, you're drinking the milk?
Yes, I am. You bringing the milk?
Yes, I'm going to get my dad a metal cow. I videoed it and we'll put it in a bottle and he will drink
are
it.
Are you doing a sip or just a full bottle?
That's the best how it goes. See how.
What about, well, do you want to eat a bowl of Cocoa Pops with it?
I think straight drink it, but if you like it, you can eat away.
It does there be hers now on it?
No, sometimes like if you're, because the teat would have hair on it, like because when you're just
do you not shave the cow's teat?
Nah, my mom does that, like, but not this week. We'll leave it.
That's too much info for the day, Sean. To be honest, we should just start a podcast with the five is lads and just do it every week. It'll be we spin off. It'll be funny.
We'll have a laugh.
What will we call it, Sean?
Go ahead, Sean. Before we go off, just hit give us a name for the podcast.
Or a new podcast
of us five. Yeah. Balmore, 1st of November.
Go, Sean, quick before we go. Here, George, fucking.
The high fives.
The high fives. George, just pop in there, show your face so people know it's not you behind the fucking mask.
This is actually Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. We got him over. He flew over from fucking New York City and he's fucking.
He swung over, actually.
Right, do you want to give us a goodbye or Spider-Man before we go?
Bye, everyone. Make sure it's around the 1st of November.
Bye-bye.
Right, we have
Sean.
While the credits are walking up, keep waving. The credits are up.
See you later. That was hilarious.
While the credits are walking up, keep waving. The credits are up.
See you later.